else with a song this morning. We appreciate that, you guys, coming together and singing. So be much in prayer for them as they continue to practice and different things. If you have your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 8 this morning. Romans chapter 8. America is in a place where they need to ask herself a question. And there's many people in America today that are in a dead state. Why are they in a dead state this morning? Is because they don't know what life is about. They don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're walking carnally minded. And I tell you, as Christians, sometimes we get carnally minded as well. So I want to encourage you, because if you have Jesus in your heart this morning, it is enmity with God if we have carnal, let the carnal man rule our life. We have to let the Spirit guide and direct our life. So in Romans chapter 8 this morning, I want us to read here for just a few moments of time. You pray hard, I'll preach fast, and we'll get out of here by dinner time sometime. I won't say what day, but we'll get out of here whenever the Lord says it's enough. So Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." It is important that us as Christians walk after the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is not going to do things in the wrong manner. The Spirit of God is not going to have sin in its life. Because the Spirit of God is pure. It is what God has given us for a comfort to lead and to guide us. It is pure and it is perfect. And it's not going to walk in the darkness. And it's not going to have a relationship with the dark and the sinful things of this life that the carnal mind and the carnal flesh wants to have part of. But we're going to walk in the Spirit, and there's no condemnation to those that walk in the Spirit of God. And we need to walk in that Spirit, and we need to try to live the best possible life that we can live. Are we going to be perfect? No, but the Spirit of God is, and it will direct us in the best possible path that we can take if we'll listen. We won't have the condemnation of the sin in our life if we follow God, if we're walking in the Spirit, if we're allowing Him to lead us and to guide us in the places and the things that we need to do and go for God, then we're not going to be steered wrong. We're going to be on the right path after the Spirit. He's going to lead us in the right way of God. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Let me tell you, there was one time that I was dead walking upon this earth, but I thank God that I'm alive and will never die. I'm so thankful that I'm not walking in death any longer, that I've been saved and set apart, sealed, until the day of redemption by the blood of Jesus, and I am different than all the rest. And so are you. If you're saved and ready to meet Jesus, if you've had the blood, then you are alive today and you're not dead. So let's act like it. Let's walk like it. Let's live like it, that we're alive today and not death. And don't live like death warmed over. Thank God you have a new life through Jesus Christ and you're different. And we ought to live different. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free." I'm free. I'm not bound to this world. I'm not bound to sin. I'm not bound to Satan and his evil ways anymore. Thank God I've been set free, and I don't have to worry about those things. And I can stand boldly on the Word of God and proclaim it. Don't have to worry about offending somebody. If I offend you with the Word of God, I'll make you think. And if I get offended by the Word of God, I need to think and I need to get on my knees and pray and repent. Then I don't walk in those ways any longer that's contrary to the Word of God. But I've been set free from the law of sin. The wages of sin are death. And if you continue on in your sinful ways unsaved, then death is going to be the final outcome, because the second death is a total separation from God. No life is going to be in that death. To burn forever in the devil's hell that's prepared for Satan and his angels. Not for mankind, but that was the destiny of man when sin entered into the heart of Adam and Eve in the garden. Because they sinned and took of the fruit that God told them not to. They listened to the lies of Satan and took of the fruit, and sin entered in. So hell became all men's home because of sin. But Jesus made a difference. The life that's in Jesus is the difference. There's people today that are looking for life. We take vitamins, and we got vitamin stores on every hand, and you take this little pill, and it'll make you feel better. You take this little pill, it'll make you feel better. You take this one, it'll raise you up. Take this one, it'll bring you down. And all these things that we're looking for to find a cure in a pill, let's go try Jesus for just a little while. I believe we'll find it'll work better. For what the law could not do, the law couldn't take care of it. The law couldn't save us. It only established what was right and what was wrong, what sacrifices were to be made to cover those sins as they, in faith, believing that a Messiah would one day come that would bring salvation to a world that was lost. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Now get this. God sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. You see, the difference was that it was God's Son, and He came and took on this body of flesh in the likeness of this flesh. But Jesus was able to overcome because He is God. He was able to overcome and condemn the sin of this flesh because He was perfect and still is perfect. And went to the cross of Calvary and put His blood there to pay our sin debt. Every drop that was shed that day was a drop for someone's sin. And it's still enough today to save a world if they'll only heed His call. In the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. When He was tempted, He was able to overcome because He knew where His power line, that God had given Him the power to overcome Satan and overcome the things of this world, the temptations that we'll face. God had given Him the ability. Guess what? God will give us the ability to overcome these things because of the life of the Spirit that's inside of us. God will give us abilities to overcome our weaknesses. Will give us abilities whenever we have faults and failures in this body, when this flesh don't function like it's supposed to. God will give us an ability to come over it and be victorious, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, I'm not going to look for a show of hands. I don't want you to lift your hands, but we've been known to walk after the flesh, haven't we, church? We all have. We're all carnal still. We are all still in this fleshly body. And time to time, we walk after the flesh. We get our feelings hurt. Some people wear them right down here on the cuff of their sleeve, or right here on their collar, just waiting for them to get a little hurt, looking for any instance that they can to cause a problem and or to pout about. Well, look, God's not running a daycare. It's time for us to grow up and be mature Christians. It's time for us to mature on the Word and know that, hey, He's not trying to hurt my feelings, but it's for the edifying of the church and the building up the church that we come together, that we follow God's Word, that we be obedient to it, not just the parts we like, but all of it. All of it. All of God's Word, all of God's teachings. But after the Spirit. Now, how can we walk after the Spirit? We got to know where the Spirit's leading us. We got to know how God's Spirit led them in the Old Testament, how God's Spirit led them through the New Testament, how God's Spirit's still able to lead us. And the only way we're going to know that is to read the history of God, to read the Bible, to read His story about what things are supposed to be like and what happens if we don't follow His rules. Today there's a lot of people trying to change the rules, trying to change the natural order that God established. It's not going to work. I can tell you, it's not man, family, then God. It don't work that way. It's God, man, and family. And we've got to put it in that order. We've got to have that relationship with God. We got to walk with Him. We got to talk with Him if we want our families to come together. And we've got to be men and women following God. If we want the family unit to come together and stick together, we have to follow the lead of God our Savior, God our Father, Jesus Christ our Savior. We have to follow their leadership. We can't go on our own way, but walk after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. People ever wonder why the people that are on drugs and are alcoholics, they're always looking for that one more fix that's going to bring them back to that high that they first had, and they can't never get there. They can't never get back to that original high. Let me tell you, you get try Jesus, and you can get back to that original high of being saved and know that you've been sealed and know that you've been lifted out of a devil's hell. God will give you that feeling, and you can know it, and you can rejoice, and you can be glad in it, and you can get back to that place, because you can take Satan back where you got saved and say, I know something's different in my life. But there's so many that are walking after the flesh, and they do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. When God speaks, this morning, I'll give you an example. When the alarm clock went off, the flesh said, hit the snooze button. And the body seconded, and the arm moved, and it was carried. And the second time that snooze button went off, the flesh said, cut that thing off. And the body said, yeah, let's do that. So the arm carried it again. It was passed again. But about the third and fourth time, the Spirit started speaking. You better get up. You're going to be late. You're getting behind. That crowd's going to be down there at Hardee's. You ain't going to get your biscuit before you can get to church. You better get up and get to moving. But then the Spirit of God spoke and said, it's church time. It's time to be in my house. And we started listening. But it took a while for us to start listening to that Spirit. But we was led by the flesh. Spiritually, we need to listen to God. For to be carnally minded is death. And there's a lot of death in America. We're appealing to everybody's sense of lust, sense of sensuality and different things to take them away and take us away from the house of God, to take us away from serving the only living God that there is. Trying to say there's this way and that way, and this group over here is going to proclaim their rights and they've got rights. What happened to the rights of the right? And I'm not talking about political right or political left. I'm talking about the ones that are following God, who said what is right and what is wrong and established for an eternity. We've gotten quiet, but we need to speak up and follow the Spirit. And let the Spirit give us utterance of the words that we need to share with the others. But to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace. In our spiritual life, sometimes we think there's a lot of things that's coming on us, causing us turmoil. But listen, there's peace in the storm. God brings it. There's life because of Jesus. I'm no longer going to die. This body won't function like it's supposed to for eternity, but thank God my spirit will. I'm going to be set free from the hindrance of this body and be able to take a flight one day to go to my Heavenly Father, to be in His city that He's prepared for the saints. You're saints. Always remember that. If you're saved, you're a saint of God already. Whether you're young, whether you're old, middle-aged, it don't matter. God said you is a saint. We need to start acting like the saints of God instead of the ain'ts of God. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do this. I might cause somebody to look at me funny. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal mind. The free will that God gives each and every one of us. He doesn't make us do anything that we don't want to do. God won't make you serve Him. He'll ask you to serve Him. God won't make you love Him, but He's there for loving. God won't make you come to church. God won't make you come on Wednesday night. God won't make you do any of those things, but He gives you an opportunity. And it's whether we let the carnal mind lead us or the spiritual mind lead us that we obey and listen to His direction. I don't know about you, but like the thing said, 7 days without church makes 1 week. And it's not 7 days. But we get weaker. Every time we miss a service, we get just a little weaker until we get back and get back together and get back in the groove and get back into fellowship with God. Oh, I can stay in contact with God at home. Yes, you can. But it takes fellowship of other Christians being together to be at your strongest. to see the witness, to see the love, to feel the embrace, to know that there's other people out there going through what you're going through, to know that the struggles of Christian people, but God is answering in every aspect of people's lives and bringing us together by because we're listening to the Spirit of God and not being carnally minded and following after Him. The carnal mind is enmity against God. So then they that are of the flesh cannot please God. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe you've read this scripture before and it's not dawned on you. If we're in our carnal minds, we're not going to be pleasing God. If we're walking after the flesh, we can't please God. Because we're not thinking with the right mindset. We're not acting with the right rules, controlling and destiny and changing our thoughts and destination of our minds and our thought processes. If we're following the carnal mind, we're not following the spiritual mind, we're not in touch with God, we're not walking after Him. And so, therefore, we can't please God because of where we're at. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. He is none of His. There's people today saying, you can't judge a man's salvation. That's exactly right. You can't. I can't tell you that you're saved or that you're lost. But the actions of your life can sure prove it. The words of your mouth can sure prove it. The way you live before other people can sure prove it. What it is, it will prove out. But yes, only you and God truly know. But if you've tried to sell a bill of goods to everybody else, but you've never been saved, it will prove itself out. God will get a hold of your heart at some point in time, and you truly can get saved. But if you just went to an altar and cried, that's not salvation. You shook the preacher's hand and said everything's all right, that's not salvation. Salvation is getting in touch with Jesus Christ. Salvation is turning your life, your heart, your whole being over to God through the blood of Jesus and allowing someone else to have control. Guess what? When you let Him have control, He still don't force you to do anything. But He says, hey, child, this is what you need to do. This is what you ought to do. And as soon as you do that thing that you're not supposed to do, being a His child, you feel like that whipped puppy. You bow that head and you're sorrowful. That's a true sign of being a child of the King, that when we feel that chastening hand of God, we know that He's trying to correct us and make us walk the straight and narrow path by His love by saying, hey, that's not right. You know it. Come back to me. I'm right where you left me. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Do you allow Jesus to fill every avenue of your soul, or do you try to hold back? Is there a part you don't surrender? Can't do that. Because if Jesus is going to have His dwelling place in you, there's no room for nothing else. He's got to fill us completely. Not three-fourths and leave a fourth for the devil. You say, oh, I don't leave it for the devil, but if there's parts you're not turning over to God, guess who's in control of that other part? Oh, I can handle it on my own. No, you can't. If you could, Jesus wouldn't have had to come and bled and died on the cross of Calvary. He's got to dwell in you and He's got to fill every avenue of your soul. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. There's many today that are saying, Lord, Lord, that are not going to enter in because they don't know Jesus. You can read the Bible all you want and study it all you want, but until you're saved, you're not going to understand what you're reading. It's going to be a mystery to you. You can't understand. Oh, it contradicts itself. Not when you're saved. It will point itself out. It will go together just like it's supposed to in harmony, but it takes the interpretation of the Spirit of God to show you what God's Word contains. You can read it like a book and that's all you'll get. But you read it as alive, as God's Word. When you become saved, it's different to you. It's manna to your soul. You can grow and be stronger in Christ Jesus. And if Christ be in you, The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Is it because of your righteousness? No. Because of the righteousness of God. Through Jesus Christ the Son. Through His sweet Holy Spirit that sent to be our comfort, to be our guide. And if Christ be in you, listen, if He's in you, you're going to be different. You're not dead. Be alive. Show some fruits of your labors. Work for Christ. Win others to Him. Invite your friends, your neighbors, your enemies to church. Pray for them all that God make a difference. Because of sin, the body is dead because of sin. I don't know about you, but I gave that up a long time ago. I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be quiet. I want to be lively. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken you in your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. He's going to quicken you, make you alive. Give you a spirit of life. We need to let Him go. We should have a well welling up inside of us. I apologize. That well of water, that Holy Spirit that would be bubbling inside of us. Take your cap rock off of that well. Push it off and let God's Spirit bubble up inside of you. Let it move you. Let it cause you to say things that you normally wouldn't say and praise to God or lift a hand or say an amen. Let that well just spring up into overflow and let God trouble your waters down there just a little bit and let them flow out. Amen. That it might get contagious, that it might spread. We want to see great service and great moving of the Spirit, then let Him go. Amen. Let Him work. He'll quicken your bodies. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Well, I've got to do this. I've got to do this because my body needs it. We're not debtors to this flesh. If we'll live after the Spirit, God will take care of the rest of it. Yeah, He gives us enough sense to know when to eat and when to drink water when we need to or bathe and all these things, yes. We do those things because it's what we're supposed to do. Not just to neglect it totally, but if we're in the Spirit, we're going to follow the things of the Spirit and we're not going to be debtors to this flesh. I guarantee you, if you're tired and sleepy, when Sunday morning rolls around, you make the effort to come on to church. And God will bless you with the strength to be able to sit here for 2 hours for Sunday school and church. He'll bless you to be able to make it. Make it all the way to dinner and get home. Then you can do like I do, get in a recliner from time to time. Though I found out at my family, at mom and dad's, you better not go to sleep. I did it here just a few weeks ago and usually don't do it, but I did. And somebody named my sister painted my fingernails. She got 4 of them. But Mama wouldn't let me leave the house with it on my fingers. The rest of them were going to. I might be a debtor to the flesh for just a few more moments, but no. But if you give to God and you go above and beyond what this flesh wants or desires, and you go after the spiritual things, God will bless you above and beyond anything that we put out, the effort that we put out. Amen. Last week when I wasn't feeling well, I was in great shape till I quit preaching. And then that evening, I just got to feeling awful again. But God took care of that because I gave Him the best that I had to come and just do what He laid on our heart to do. Amen. And if we'll just follow God and obey Him, and know, He'll give us the abilities to do the other things that we want to do. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. the deeds of this body. As we've said, we spread and share the love. First message of the first Sunday of this year. We'll spread and show the love of God and let that abide in our hearts and show it to others. That's a deed of the Spirit. That we witness to others, that's a deed of the Spirit. That we walk, that we talk, that we act, and that we are and we be Christians. Not just act like a Christian, be a Christian. Set that mark. God set it. He set the mold. Be a Christian. There's too many that are acting like Christians. Be a Christian. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. Sinner friend, the flesh is telling you today, don't surrender to Jesus. You're going to miss something. You're going to miss a worldly good time. You're not going to be able to go party. You're not going to be able to go drink. You're not going to be able to do drugs. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. Friend, God don't tell you you can't do any of that. But when God saves you, you don't want to do any of that. You want to change. You want to fit the mold that God's got established for you, not what the world does. But those sins of the flesh, we live in that flesh, we will die. We don't surrender to the Spirit of God. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Ye shall live. Do you want to live today? If you're lost and dead in sin, if you draw your last breath, you're going to suffer a death. You're going to suffer a death from away and apart from Jesus Christ and God. You're going to be cast out into everlasting darkness, into a hell that's hot and is never quenched, into a fire that never goes out, to where there's no relief in sight. The rich man that whenever he died, raised his head there in hell and wanted Father Abraham to send back Lazarus with just one drip of water on his finger to put on his parched tongue. He's still there today burning. We have a literal picture into hell what it was like for him as he was there in torment and just wanted one drop of water. You think about that. You put your finger in a glass of water sometime and just look at that and see if that would bring you relief if you was really parched. There's nothing like a drink of water when you're really dry. Can you imagine being in a fire that is never quenched and being so tormented that you just want one drop? One drop. And friend, there's one drop right now that's been shed for you. The blood of Jesus. And it will bring relief to the devil's fire in your life. But you have to ask Jesus to cover your sins. You got to surrender your heart, believe totally that Jesus Christ came, bled and died on the cross of Calvary, surrendered His life that you can live. And by His death, burial, and resurrection, that you have life through Him. Believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Don't miss heaven by 18 inches. Don't have a head knowledge and not a heart salvation. Today, surrender to Jesus before it's everlasting too late. Tomorrow will never get here. Satan will tell you, tomorrow's a better day. It will never be here. Verse 14, for as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God made an adoption plan a long time ago that if you believe and trust in the power of Jesus Christ and through His blood, that you can be adopted into the family of God. That you can be adopted into the family of God. And you see, adoption is a great thing. And I didn't really ever think about this till I heard Ronald Reagan's son say that he felt that he was the most loved because he didn't have to, his father that adopted him didn't have to love him, but he chose to love him. God chose to love us when we were unlovable. And gave us an adoption into His family through His Son. Do you want to be part of God's family? Do you want to be a son of God? Do you want to have life today? Then you have to ask Jesus for His salvation. Believe with your heart and confess with your mouth unto salvation. The words are even in your mouth this morning. God's dealing with your heart. If it feels like that heart's sitting in your chest and it's about to beat out, that's God squeezing that heart saying, let me in. Let me in. As they get a song prepared of invitation this morning, will you surrender to God? By surrendering to God, you're not defeated. You have victory. You're on the losing team if you're lost. If you want to be on the winning team, then join with Jesus. Ask Him to save you. Tell Him that you trust Him, that you believe in His finished work of the cross of Calvary. And by faith believing, you want to be saved by His precious blood. And He said He would be faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He'll save you if you'll trust Him. As we stand to our feet, all heads bowed, all eyes closed.